we hold a very strong view that doctor-patient confidentiality must always be maintained. It can never be in the public interest to degrade a person and discuss person's medical ailments in full view of the world. We take a very strong exception to that kind of probe.
The Jacob Zuma Foundation has come forward to say that it is greatly disturbed by what it deems to be the callous and insensitive manner in which the National Prosecuting Authority and certain media outlets have reported on the health concerns of former President Jacob Zuma. In a statement, the foundation said that it has accordingly instructed its legal team to take all the necessary legal steps to protect the grossly violated rights of President Zuma. Zuma was expected to appear in court on Tuesday the 10th to argue his special plea in which he seeks to remove the prosecutor Billy Downer and any other officials from the NPA from prosecuting the case, accusing them of bias. However, Zuma was unable to appear due to health concerns. This news was received skeptically by many South Africans and media houses who questioned the validity of the health claims. We spoke to Jacob Zuma Foundation spokesperson Mazwanele Mani, who explained how the organization felt Zuma was being mistreated.
The first point to make is that what happened on the 10th of August at Pietermaritzburg Court was the repeat of what has been happening. It's not for the first time. So it perhaps has just broken the camel's back. The first instance that we would want to record is an instance that happened at Pietermaritzburg Court at the hands of a constitutional court judge, Judge Pillay, who decided to second-guess a sick note, to second-guess a sick note from a medical practitioner and gave the impression in her processing that sick note is some fraudulent representation of sorts, as it were, and went further, despite that sick note, to issue a warrant of arrest because she didn't believe the sick note. What kind of a system is this? And that was the first thing. The second thing was what happened with the Interstate Capture Commission, where Deputy Chief Justice Zondo, when the legal team was detailing the ill health of President Zuma and all of that, and maybe he was going to miss a session or so because of ill health and what have you, and all of that. So, but what was the response of the Deputy Chief Justice? He just was not believing these lawyers. I mean, he made a statement that he is going to go himself and have an engagement with his doctors and see, and they must talk to him and so on. I mean, what is that? Why would a judge want to quiz doctors about the health of another person? You know, why is that? Why do we have these kind of justices that are so disregarding people's confidentiality and disrespecting a person's dignity? So that's what happened in that situation. By the way, just for the record, up to now, Deputy Chief Justice Zondo has never been to the doctors as per his promise. Now, on the 10th of August, yesterday, we were reminded of these instances where the letters were written by the military hospital, written to the correctional services, to indicate the situation with President Zuma. Of course, the letters were then written in a manner that ensures that the confidentiality is maintained and all of that. And there were more than one stamps on that letter to say this is private and confidential. Now, we know that it was in the court papers. We know that things that are in the court papers are generally public. But one would have expected common decency that a thing like this, it's not like our lawyers put this thing on an advert. We're dealing with a team of professional lawyers. We're dealing with a court system. We're dealing with a media that's supposed to be high on ethics. That you then have, firstly, the manner in which even the NPA handled the matter in court was despicable. Why would the senior counsel of the NPA decide to say the letter is vague? Vague in whose eyes? Is he a medical doctor now? What does he know about vagueness on medical issues? and all that. So those are all the kinds of disrespect that actually started the ball rolling and gave the media a cue to go wild with this reportage. Right now, the whole world is discussing intimate medical issues of President Zuma. That is totally out of order. So we object in the strongest terms.
We asked Manyi what legal action the foundation planned to take.
Well, the foundation has currently submitted all its complaints to the legal team. As we speak now, the legal team is seized with this information. So once they have internalized the issues, once they have dealt with the matter, they will advise which way forward. So the matter is with the lawyers now. It's still early days. So we don't know the outcome of that process as yet.
Zuma is currently serving a 15-month jail term for contempt of the Constitutional Court's ruling that he present himself before the state capture inquiry. We asked Manyi how Zuma was faring.
I think President Zuma is generally okay, but indeed the incarceration has not been kind to him. And this is no reflection of the treatment by the correctional services. He has never complained about how he's being treated there, but I think the environment is not conducive for an 80-year-old man who internally believes, and correctly so, that he is being dealt a wrong hand by the state, a freedom fighter that has spent all his life fighting for freedom, fighting for the rights. For him to be the first person to be denied those rights by a democratic state, a state that decided that despite it having signed international treaties of how to deal with human rights, but decide to ignore those treaties that are contained in the United Nations Covenants, Article 9, and Article 14, Paragraph 5. So it's indeed a very sad situation, but President Zuma is coping with the situation because he's a law-abiding citizen, but justice has not been served. And in conclusion, for us as a foundation, we will not tire until justice is served. President Zuma requires justice. He does not want pity. He does not want favors, he just wants justice.
Doctors currently treating Zuma have been given until August 20th to submit a detailed report on his medical condition. In terms of an order granted by the Pietermaritzburg High Court judge, Piet Koen, on Tuesday, a medical practitioner appointed by the state will be given access to Zuma to assess his fitness to attend court and stand trial on corruption charges linked to the arms deal. Zuma is facing 16 counts of fraud, corruption, money laundering and racketeering. The matter was adjourned until September 9th to 10th. However, before that date, it is agreed that Judge Koen would be informed if Zuma was well enough to attend court. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live Podcasts, I've been Paige Muller.